I will present you my vision for provenance of data mining. So this is not like a lot of, don't expect a lot of results. That's more like presenting some my ideas about interesting problems in this area and potential ways or directions for solutions. And this is joint work with a bunch of people from the University of Toronto. So first I will give some motivation, why provenance for data mining. So in general, data mining and knowledge discovery in databases, the goal is to extract useful information from data. And the standard approach is that we pre-process our data by applying some cleaning or feature extraction and so on, and afterwards use this as an input to some mining algorithms such as clustering, for instance, item set mining or classification. So most of these approaches, in line with the goal of data mining, will reduce the size by summarizing or extracting info, or filtering out interesting parts of the data. So far, so good. So the purpose of data mining necessitates this type of summarization and filtering, but to find the proverbial needle in the haystack. But of course, this entails loss of information. I mean, this is like accepted and also aligning with the goal, but it makes it harder to interpret the raw results of data mining. And most often, the data mining algorithm, from the user's point of view, is just a black box. So how can we address this problem that it's hard to interpret what we get out of mining? So one idea is that we could prevent use selective access to the input data that influence some result. That could be the input to the mining or the input of the processing or some what I call contextual data. I will talk about this more later to help the user to understand where some result is coming from. In addition, we could try to understand the importance of inputs for a certain result using either the input data or the parameter settings of the algorithms. And furthermore, if we want more detailed information, we probably want to understand how the mining algorithm generates result from the input data, and even going further, we want to understand why some results in the mining are missing. So for 90%, 80, 100% of the people in this audience, you can probably map this to standard provenance approaches. So the first point is basically data provenance plus. I call it plus because of this use of contextual information, which hasn't been too much explored. And the second one is, for example, we can map this to some responsibility models. The third one is what has been called process or how provenance, and the last one is related to missing answer approaches from data provenance. So of course, there's a lot of related work there, right? So I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have this workshop. So I won't go into detail and talk about all the related work in the provenance area, but will rather, when I try to introduce some concepts, I will just outline that this is related to this line of work and so on. And obviously, this problem has also been realized, recognized by the data mining community, and there are some approaches that try to address that, such as trying to enrich the result of data mining with contextual information from the input, applying visualization techniques, or trying to determine the effect that the parameter settings have or the inputs have on the result. For example, to determine the stability of the clustering against changes in the parameter settings of the algorithm. So the main contribution of this work so far is just analyzing the requirements and use cases for data mining provenance. Just standing here and telling you, I think this is a cool and interesting use case for provenance, and trying to map this to what has already been happened in data in provenance research, and outline some new challenges and sketch some research directions. And to not make it too abstract, I will then take some of this concept and try to map them to two concrete mining algorithms, frequent item set mining and multi-dimensional scaling. So taking the points I've introduced before, so the first one is actually selective access to the input that produced some result that's often being called fine-grained provenance. I will call this all models that trying to model the influence of inputs to the result as Y provenance. I don't mean the specific Y provenance model. And this approaches to some extent all model the provenance as some subset of the input that caused an output to appear in the result. So this caused by has been modeled in different ways, some which use sufficiency, so I have to have sufficient inputs to produce some output using my process, for example, or necessity, or some even go towards having the provenance be recomputable and have this, obey the same equivalence rules as the original transformation, and some studying this problem from the approach of causality, so like what is the cause for some result. So is this, are these concepts useful for data mining? I think these concepts in general are generally enough to be applicable to data mining too, but we have to deal with very large provenance sizes, right? So for example, if you have a clustering algorithm, it produces a few clusters out of an arbitrary large input instance. And another big problem here is that we have 10 million data mining algorithms, so we need to be able to identify and abstract the processing done by some of these algorithms so we don't have to reinvent provenance tracking and models for each of the algorithms, which is probably a useless task and we would never come to something useful. As I said, provenance data mining is applied often to the result of some pre-processing steps. And so we also would like to trace back not just to the input of the direct input of the mining, but also through the pre-processing steps. And luckily, most of the time, some ETL tools are used to do the pre-processing. And that means it seems reasonable that we can apply standard database or workflow provenance techniques for this step. More often than less, the data mining is actually not applied to all the available data, but to a subset that's sufficient for my data mining task. So that means there's something available which I will call contextual data. That's data that's related to the mining inputs. Either we could automatically detect this by mining the inputs, or we could rely on the user to tell us what information he is interested in. And then we could use this contextual data to enrich the provenance. So, and my conjecture here is that this contextual data is often more concise and usable than the actual provenance, raw provenance data. But often, I think it will, the contextual data of interest will vary between use cases or even between the queries I'm asking over provenance. So we need some flexible mechanism that allows us to link contextual data with provenance, either by automatically detecting these links or by, for example, having a declarative language where the user specified, give me the provenance plus this context. As I said, a single mining result is produced often from very large inputs, and so a large subset or even all of the inputs in some cases will actually have some influence on the result. So, but this, not all of the inputs will have the same significance for some result. That means we need to try to track the responsibility of each input. So, for example, for databases, there's a model from Logix that has been adapted for databases that tries to model responsibility based on causality. So here you define that an input I is a counterfactual cause for some output. If I remove this input from this input I from the set of inputs, then that should cause the result O to be removed from the output. So that only captures like inputs that are like Boolean flags, right? If I remove it, then the output will be gone. But there's also like cases where we first need to remove another set of inputs before this becomes a counterfactual cause. And I is called an actual cause for some output if we can find a set called contingency that I remove first, and afterwards I becomes a counterfactual cause. That means that I on itself is not sufficient to really, not necessary on itself, but together with some other information. And then you can simply define the responsibility of an input as a one divided by the size of the minimal contingency that I can find. So the more I have to change before something becomes a counterfactual cause, the less responsible it is for some output. Is this applicable to data mining? Having this responsibility measure seems to be very useful because we can use it to reduce the size of the provenance. So, for example, we could only return the top k responsible inputs for an output, or only the inputs that are above a certain threshold in terms of responsibility. However, for most data mining algorithms, the output variables are not like existence, not existence, but removing something from the input will slightly change the output. So here's a solution sketch, very simplistic. I consider everything as a cause and every subset of the inputs as a contingency. And then instead of measuring if the output is still there, I measure the difference between the original output and the output after removing some stuff. And I could just define the responsibility as the sum over all potential contingencies multiplied by the distance and normalized by the number of contingencies. Of course, it would be very expensive, but I expect that you can either, you know, it can, you can narrow it down and find more efficient ways to compute it, or probably try to approximate it. So the mining results do not only depend on the data, but also on the parameter settings of the algorithm, right? And so it might be interesting to study new responsibility types that not only take the data into as an input into account, but also the parameters. So then there's some related work there from data mining community that studies the robustness of mining results when parameter changes. So a cluster is very stable if it's very if it appears after a lot of parameter changes, basically. So far, this was only about data provenance, right? So, but also, if we want to drill deeper, we need to understand how the mining algorithm combines inputs to produce an output. So, obviously, I can directly apply like program analysis or workflow-based provenance techniques to that, but my conjecture here is that this will either give me too detailed information or too coarse-grained information. So, that is my motivation that to do more work in this regard, so we can probably figure out a model that captures what we need to know, but without being so detailed that it overloads us. So that's basically like a few lines of research that could be explored in terms of data mining. Let's now just take two algorithms and map some of these concepts. So the first one is frequent item set mining. That's one of the most prevalent data mining tasks. The input is a set of transactions. Each transaction is a set of items from some fixed domain. For example, that could be shopping carts, right? So the items are the items the customer put in the shopping cart, and transactions are orders. Thanks. And the output is a subset of the domain, are subsets of the domain called frequent item sets that appear in a fraction that's larger than a minimum support threshold. So we are finding subsets of items that appear in many transactions. So here's an example, having some shopping carts and the result of frequent item set mining for a 50% support threshold. So I'm only having items or sets of items that appear in more than half of transactions. So in this case, for example, I have some additional information that was not used in the mining, but is related to the transaction table. Mapping the concept of Y provenance to frequent item set mining is very easy. We just can naively define the Y provenance as a set of transactions that contained an item set I, because this are the transactions that made it frequent. So this is just applying this definition. So for example, coffee was in transactions 1, 3, 5, and 6. So giving such an example, why is the item set beer and diaper frequent? Well, white provenance tells us because it appears in this and that set of transactions. That on its own is not very useful, especially unfeasible if we have a large instance. Another explanation is because male customers in an age group 20 to 40 bought it. So that's, you would probably agree, that's much more useful and concise representation of the provenance. And it's simply done by summarizing the inputs in the provenance based on this contextual information. So we need some automatic or user-defined ways to do that. So we have some preliminary results in this regard, introducing Y provenance, context selection, and additional provenance type that is a prefixed compressed representation of the provenance that concisely models the interdependencies of items in transactions. So I will skip the multidimensional scaling and directly jump to the conclusions. So I outlined some challenges in terms of Y provenance regarding the size and trying to generalize the processing of data mining algorithms. In terms of contracts and pre-processing, so we want to be able to handle this contextual data and trace through pre-processing steps, and we want to adapt like this responsibility models to data mining algorithms and have to deal with the computational complexity and how do we model parameter versus data responsibility. So my takeaway message is data mining is interesting and challenging as an application for provenance, and there's almost no previous work in this regard, although we can map a lot of the existing approaches probably. And direct immediate future work is extend our preliminary results on frequent item set mining, study this responsibility measure for clustering and data versus parameter responsibility using the example use case of multidimensional scaling that I didn't introduce now.